Jesus tells two stories that suggest a curious connection between the lost being found and sinners repenting. God takes the initiative to find sinners, each of whom is so precious to God that their recovery brings joy in heaven. The gospel is from Luke chapter 15. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure we all have lost things. Our keys, jewelry, a favorite toy, our cell phones. I was recently at Target and lost my car in the parking lot because I parked in a different area than normal. I mean, really. If it's an important item, it can cause a little stress. My grandma lost her wedding ring, and even though she searched everywhere, including the trash, she never did find it. Maybe you have been physically lost. It can be disorienting, like getting turned around on a trail or in a new neighborhood, or losing sight of our parents in a store when we're young. Even if it's just for a moment, it can be scary. There are many circumstances in life that can cause us to feel lost. Unexpected job changes, medical issues or a diagnosis that changes our life, death of a loved one, anxiety, depression, or other mental issues. Moving to a new job or town or starting a new school, can, even if it's good, can have you feeling a little lost right away. Just over a year ago, I woke up to a phone call from my parents that my brother Justin had unexpectedly died of a heart attack early that morning. No warning, not that it makes it any easier if you had one. During the first few weeks after his death, I certainly felt a little lost in my grief. A couple months later, I experienced some anxiety with very mild panic attacks. I definitely felt a little lost in the midst of my grief and anxiety. I'm sure you all have your own stories of when you have felt lost due to different life circumstances. So what happens when we feel lost? What do we do? Our gospel has some hope for us today. In the first parable, a sheep is lost, and so the shepherd goes searching for his lost sheep. 99 are together, but the shepherd still notices that one has wandered off and become lost. Isn't that a wonderful reminder that God doesn't abandon us? No matter who we are or what we've done, God is still there for us. Whether it's a time in our lives when we can feel his presence or not, God is there and we are not alone. God even makes the first move, searching for us, just like the shepherd, just as Jesus made the first move by dying on the cross for our sins because he loves us. Sometimes God sends help in the form of other people. For me, I experience support and grace from my family, friends, and coworkers. By sharing similar experiences or simply listening and being there, God sometimes uses those around us to help us feel a little less lost. As a way to share as a community, we're going to take a moment, and I'm going to invite you to find your little white sheep that I believe everybody got. And on the sheep, I invite you to write a couple words about a time when you felt lost. It can be one word, several words. You can be as general or as specific as you want. You don't need to write your name, but we're going to take just a minute now for you to write on your sheep. I believe there are pencils in the pews if you need them. During the song, after the sermon, we'll collect them and add them to our bulletin board in the lobby. I hope you'll leave as you take a look. Maybe you'll find others struggle with similar challenges in life. It's easy to feel alone when going through those challenges, but one of God's gifts to us is the gift of community. Whether that is within this church, our family, our friends, or at work, through this gift, we can support each other and help each other find our way and not feel so alone. In the second parable, a woman is searching for a little coin. It is a good reminder that God loves each and every one of us and all are important in God's eyes. It's easy to feel small and insignificant in this big world, but God sees us. Our psalm today, Psalm 46, is a wonderful reminder of God's faithful presence to help us through the wilderness times of life when we are lost. The psalm starts out, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is faithful even when we aren't. Even when we feel lost, we are not. God is there and knows where we are at and what we are going through. The psalmist goes on a couple verses later, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble. And then in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Next time you are feeling lost, remember God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You are loved and not alone. Our Good Shepherd is always there. Amen.